With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. White House using very cautious wording right now, but there is growing evidence North Korea has sent thousands of soldiers to Russia. Spokesman says maybe 5,000 to 10,000. Spokesman says it is further proof the Kremlin has suffered massive casualties in Ukraine, but both North Korea and Moscow are denying any troop movements. The White House does say this is not the start of World War III. Of course, nothing is official as yet. However, there's growing fear in Democratic circles. Presidential race could be slipping further away now from Kamala Harris. Massive losses so far today on Wall Street. Dow Industrials now 500 points in the red. The NASDAQ down nearly 300. This is SRN News.
A couple thousand left on what could be a 1,000 or 2,000-mile journey through the country, determined to reach the U.S. in the next 2 weeks, according to media and social media reports. Former President Donald Trump is running against Vice President Kamala Harris in the presidential election. Trump has promised a severe crackdown on illegal immigration and vowed to carry out the largest deportation operation in history. Harris has not indicated how she would govern differently than President Joe Biden, who undid many of Trump's stricter border executive orders when he took office in 2021.
Hezbollah announcing that Hashim Safadin, one of its top officials, who had been widely expected to be the next leader, has now been killed in an Israeli airstrike. Powerful cleric within the party ranks, he had been expected to succeed Hassan Nasrallah. This is SRN News. A loss. How many genders are there in this world?
According to the government of Scotland, the answer is 24. The ruling Scottish National Party has just released new guidelines for public organizations in the country that maintains there are 24 separate gender identities, including pangender and autigender. A lot of Scots are mocking the guidelines, and Tory party spokesman Tess White says, quote, "Wasting time and resources on this shows how disconnected the SNP government are from the real world." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Quite a battle over transgenderism in the Mountain West College Sports Conference. Thus far, four teams forfeiting women's volleyball games against San Jose State because that school has men on the squad. Boise State, Southern Utah, Utah State, and Wyoming have each opted not to play San Jose. This is SRN News. Well, the president of the Swedish carmaker Volvo, Jim Rowan, says the company has halved its sales growth forecast for the rest of the year.
Mr. Rowan is far from the first car boss to bemoan government flip-flopping on things like targets and incentives for electric cars. But his plea did take on extra relevance, coming as it did after the company announced in its latest financial results on Wednesday it was halving its sales targets for the rest of the year. Volvo were the latest firm after the likes of Germany's VW to warn that the transition to electric vehicles was proving rather bumpy financially, with jobs at risk as demand for electric cars has continued to stall.
BBC correspondent Will Bain. Newspapers in the United States closing at the rate of more than two per week in the last year. That continues to be a troubling side in the industry. Local news study found 81 new digital news sites, though, offering at least a glimmer of hope. More details at srnnews.com.